Okay, the next speaker I want to invite up is Angus McFarlane, Secretary of the Australian Services Union. It's great to see more support from our trade union movement for the movement for a free Palestine. I want to call out that also it's great to see the contingents of union activists that we've got here today, the nurses and midwives against genocide up the back there, the teachers from Palestine contingent who've been coming week after week, more and more people from the organised union movement who are getting on board with this campaign. We should call out a great celebration for the community services workers in Melbourne, members of the ASU, who took one of the first stop works in support of a free Palestine just a few weeks ago. So everyone make Angus welcome up to the stage.
We gather here in solidarity with the people of Palestine and to call for an end to the genocide in Gaza. The Australian Services Union is the union for aid workers in Australia and abroad. And last year, we saw a record number of aid workers killed around the world, yet over half of them were murdered in Gaza. This year alone, 265 aid workers have already been murdered by Israeli military forces. These are not just statistics. These are people who have given their lives to help others. People alongside journalists, health workers, and as we heard earlier today, over half a million people from Palestine. The union movement has a long and proud history in standing against genocide and standing for peace, because as unionists, our values, our collective values, stay with us beyond our workplace, beyond our industry, beyond our borders. My union, the Australian Services Union, has stood alongside others and the ACTU in calling for a ceasefire, for the release of hostages, for an end to forced starvation, for the aid to flow, and for our government to do all means possible, including sanctions on Israel, to end the genocide and to demand that international law be upheld. We stand together today not just in solidarity with Palestine, but we stand opposed to fascism on our streets. We reject all forms of racism. Bigotry and racism has no place in our streets, in our workplaces, or in our community. Those seeking to divide our community are thugs who want to punch down. They want to stoke fear and division. All of us have a responsibility to speak out against genocide, against racism. Racism is designed to distract us from our shared struggles for justice. Justice for all, including racial justice. When we say solidarity forever, we mean solidarity with all workers and all communities facing injustice here and around the world. We stand together today in peaceful assembly, an inclusive movement against genocide, against war, against racism and against fascism. Peace now and solidarity forever, comrades.
Next speaker mentions a way that the United Nations can stop the atrocities in Gaza. It's called a Uniting for Peace resolution. It gets around the veto from the Security Council, and you can hear a detailed explanation of how this works if you look up Craig Mokaiba. I heard him first on Democracy Now! He's also on the Electronic Intifada in a long discussion titled, "This is the Best Chance for the UN to Stop Israel's Genocide." And there's also an article in Mondo Weiss. And I think it's good to be informed about this because the mainstream media is starting to say, oh, yes, what about the UN? Oh, it's a pity about the veto. But there's much more the UN can do if there's public I suppose, support for it. Craig Mokaiba.
Now we introduce our final speaker, Rona Rolakalamel, a Palestinian powerhouse. I am honoured to
alaikum everyone. May peace be upon you. First, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of Gadigal land, which we meet today. I would like to pay my respect and acknowledge deep, deep, deep solidarity with the First Nation people. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. From Gaza to Gadigal, our solidarity, our connection to the land is so deep, run in our DNA, that no one and no entity can ever disrupt. My friends, my comrades, over 770 days of this genocide, aren't we sick and tired? I struggle every day to get out of bed and act like life is normal. Aren't we so sick and tired of watching children slaughtered in their sleep while they call the evil entity a democracy? Aren't we sick and tired of watching the engineering of starvation of 2 million human souls to their death? Aren't we sick and tired of watching sniping health workers, tortured paramedics, and buried in mass graves to hide the evidence? Shame! Aren't we so sick and tired of watching journalists killed and calling them terrorists for carrying the truth to the world? Aren't we so sick and tired of governments that are idle, doing little to nothing, while bombs are dropping? Shame! Aren't we so sick and tired of companies and systems profiting from lethal weapons that are shattering the bodies of our families in Gaza? Aren't we sick and tired of so-called economic institutions, of so-called educational institutions that are silencing dissent and pro-Palestinian voices and calling them anti-Semitic? Shame! We are so sick and tired, but we are not defeated. We are not defeated! We are not defeated! Finally, as other speakers and Ranit said, the UN woke up and called the full legal term of genocide, finally. And now what? Wasn't this supposed to shake the world into action? To shake our bones into action? To wake up governments and institutions to do something? 147 countries, member states of the United Nations, recognized the Palestinian state. But what did they do? Nothing, except two countries, Iran and Yemen.
Yeah.
And look who's demonized by the West. It's Iran and Yemen. And look at the US, the beacon of democracy. The sixth veto. The sixth veto. And that's just against the ceasefire and releasing the hostages. Isn't this one what they want? A ceasefire and release the hostages. The US alone stood with Israel, veto that. How shameful. But here's the thing, my friends, that the US is not the only player here. Other governments, member states of the UN, I worked for the United Nations for over 10 years, and I know what I'm talking about, and I have seen these decisions made against Iraq and other countries. There is something called Uniting for Peace. It's a resolution, look for it, that they can adopt, and that can be adopted by the General Assembly. There's a difference between the 15 members, permanent members, and then all the General Assembly countries. Any country can adopt it, two-thirds of that resolution without a veto can be passed into the General Assembly. Embargo, economic, military embargo, history. Some governments cannot tell us that they are helpless and hopeless. But here is the thing, my friends. The invasion in Gaza, now that we speak, the invasion in the most smallest, densely populated area of population of defenseless sick and elderly and children of our families, against one of the most deadliest, violent, weaponry machine in the whole world. Without the Ministry of Health and the health workers, without the journalists, well, how do we know what is happening in Gaza? Because shame in the Western media that is not covering, that they are excusing themselves of the Israelis that are not allowing themselves, and they are not even taking the Palestinian journalists seriously. They don't even report in the killing properly. And even when Maryam Abu Daha, a reporter for the Associated Press, when they reported in her killing, they even mispronounced her name. Shame! 280 journalists have been killed of what we know of. This is a bigger number than the journalists killed in both World War II's, in the Vietnam War, in the Iraq War, and in the Korean War. Imagine, they want to hide the truth because they know. Because let me tell you, the coward is an evil entity. They really know that hiding the evidence is all what they need to do. Nothing more dangerous for Israel than a health worker in a white coat. Nothing is more dangerous for Israel than a pin. Nothing is more dangerous for Israel than paramedics and ambulances so that they have to kill them in mass graves to hide the evidence. Shame! Nothing is more dangerous than a camera lens. Nothing is more dangerous. Shame! But here are the superheroes of our time. It's the journalists, it's the paramedics, it's the civil defense workers of Gaza. They're the best of humanity. Voices. A good news. The Australian Association of Health just passed a resolution to boycott and divest from all Israeli pharmaceutical drugs. 44 international artists, 400, sorry, international artists coming together to boycott all Israeli streaming music outlets. The flotilla is in our way. Italy is gonna stop everything if the flotilla doesn't take away. The top workers are doing. People here in this law in Illawarra, send them a shout out for the amazing work that they do in one of them. My friends, we tell them that, and reminding ourselves, this is what I tell myself every morning to get up out of bed and remember these words when you feel any hopelessness, that the Palestinian children, their legacy, their last words, their names, their faces, depending on us, leading us to tell the truth, because in time of universal deceit, telling the truth, and no one can stop truth tellers, because it's an act of revolution, and we are revolutionaries. And save Palestine! Thank you.
Save Palestine! All right, just before we move off, the Amnesty International people are just going to do a short action, so if you've got those placards, can you hold them up and chant, "Let children live! Let children live! Let children live! Let children live!
Let children live! Let children live! Let children live! Let children live! Let children live! Let children live! Let children live! Let children live!
The death toll of the children in Gaza is such a highlight of the scale of the atrocities that Israel is carrying out Obviously, every Palestinian life matters, but the fact that so many children are being slaughtered in this war is such evidence of the genocidal intent. We're going to start marching off now, so I'll get everyone